Cool.
I thought first half we played really well, you know. I thought it was disappointing not to come in two or three, you know, at least, because we had so many chances and our energy levels were great. Pressed it, after it, broke, and then obviously didn't get it, and he came out second half and it became a tough game, you know. It was hard to get any real possession in it, but look, pleased to get 3 points. It gets us down to 2 points behind Ross County.
That was a kind of a special finish.
Ah, he's a good player. That's it. You know, the issue with Peter is just keeping him fit and keeping him match ready. You know, because he's come in and he's no the pre-season, no played a lot of games really since he came in. So like Osmond, Sowell, like Butch, like most of the boys that came in the January, it's about just getting them as ready as we can for the games.
You got several really good performances for your
players. Yeah, we did. Also coming off the back of, you know, we played Tuesday, Saturday, and then we had to come and play here again. You know, we were trying to get the game later in the month, and I think Dunfermline were desperate to get it because they thought they could get us, you know, coming off a couple of tough games and coming here and there for the rest. You know, so to start the game as well as we did, I was very pleased. We knew they would come out all guns blazing, and once the first 5-10 minutes died down, we really, I thought we took control of the game.
What does this do for the title race now, as you say?
We've got Queen of South at home. We win that Saturday, and we start looking to see after the game where we are. You know, we could be second, we could be top, you know, so that's the joy of picking up the points recently. You know, yes, Ross County have got games in hand, but you still got to go and win them.
You feel you're hitting your stride as well at the right time?
Well, we're getting players back to fitness. You know, Osmond Sowell's been training, touch and go for the day. You'd expect them to be ready for Saturday. Conlon will be back for Saturday. Everyone else is getting fitter and fitter. I think you saw, you know, Callum Butcher the day is like, you know, you can start to see him getting into his stride. When he first came again, hadn't played a lot of games, but you're starting to see a guy that's dominating midfield now, which we want him to do, Harks as well. So, you know, we've just got to focus now on Saturday. We've got 3 days to prepare.
Pleased with the way you saw out the game? There's probably a few tight ones.
Like we spoke before the game about, you know, I made a few changes to the team. You know, Charlie came in. So Bohina was in as well for the other day. But we had Harks coming in. Professor Franco back in again, and Nicky Clark Stanton coming out, Watson coming out, because we felt that we were going to need something towards the end of the game. I think if we'd started with the same team again, we'd have probably ran out of gas quite early in it. But we thought we'd get a bit of freshness into the team, and I thought Stanton, Clark coming on, great, and then Watson, you know, he's carrying a wee bit of an injury, and we asked him to go and just do a job for the last 10 minutes to protect us. And you know, he could quite easily not put himself forward to be involved in there, but because we're building momentum, he wanted to go and do it.
Big call to leave Clark out then, or the starting line up the way, scoring the goals.
I know, we just felt, we've asked an awful lot of him. He was out 3 months injured, came back and we've chucked him straight in, and he's been great for us, but I just felt we'd be going Tuesday, Saturday so quickly that, you know, he could probably done a wee bit of rest, and it meant when he came on, like you saw there, you know, his touches were back to the way it was previously, because I felt he'd fatigued a wee bit recently because of the time he'd missed.
1,300 United fans here on a Tuesday night. I mean, they're
absolutely brilliant.
Sticking by.
Absolutely brilliant. You know, it's been like that. The fans have been fantastic. The away ones have been, you know, filling out allocations. We couldn't ask any more for them. And I think they see the day, you know, that two sides again, you know, good football first half, should have scored a few more goals, and then second half, we dig it out, you know, and bodies in the line, the whole squad, you know, out celebrating after the game, because that was a big result for us today.
That mixture of skill and physicality, it's a good mixture to have, isn't it?
You have to have it, you know. Like, you know, no matter how good a team you are, if you don't win second balls and you don't defend well at corners and set plays, then you're going to get beat. That's at the end of the day. And you know, in the January window went out and we brought in that physicality. We brought, you know, Reynolds, Connolly, and Butcher as well. 3 guys that can stand up to the game. You know, and I thought Reynolds and Butcher and Rashid as well, who's you've got to remember, is still, in my opinion, learning the game in Scotland. And I think if you'd probably watched him at the start of the season, you know, he's trying to long balls, he's trying to chest them in and cushion them into people and putting them into areas, and he's realising that, you know, the Championship isn't like that. You need to win your headers, you need to be physical, and then you can play off the back of it.
Pollock with a brilliant goal, but a very good performance as well.
Yeah, well, he's a good player. Like I said at the start, he's getting on the pitch as much as we can, you know, and nursing him through this till he gets a good pre-season. But you see the talent he's got, you know, that goal was, you know, it's ghosted by 3 or 4 of them and then slots it. So, You know, it's the quality it brings to the team.
And Sir Franco really back with a bang, wasn't he?
Yeah, look, he's been away and he's had a great 10 days with the national team, trained, not played a lot of games, but got two caps, so we felt that bringing him back in, you know, he works so hard, you know, and he links the game for us and he gets into good positions, and he'll be disappointed he probably didn't score a couple today, but the pleasing thing for me is that he's linking it, he's getting it wide and he's getting in the box and we're creating.
Cheers, Robbie.
Cheers, lads. Good. Thank you.